Hello?
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I'd like to ask you a few questions. Would you mind just giving me a few minutes of your time?
Minnesota what?
Opinion survey.
Oh, okay.
What is your zip code, ma'am?
The zip code is 5449.
Five what?
55449.
Okay, thank you. And what year were you born? Just a year.
I'm sorry, say
it again? Just a year, yeah. What year you were born? I got 1972, is that correct?
Oh, the year? Yeah, 80.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. Okay, and are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
High school.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
I'm independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Well, it's so satisfied.
Thank you. Very or somewhat?
Oh, very satisfied, yeah.
Thank you. Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry, say it again.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Thinking about the state of things in your community, you know how things are in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
Well, I think it's better, yeah.
Okay. Somewhat better, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select three, okay? I'm going to read them to you. You tell me which one you think is the most important ones, okay, right now. I'm going to read you a list and then you just pick three. Reducing racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment, affordable quality health care, criminal justice and police reform, access to quality education, affordable quality housing, public safety, including gun violence, access to good jobs, raising cost of living, reproductive or maternal health, protecting and extending voting rights. Which three do you think are the three most important?
The most important is equal right. Everybody has the right. Yeah.
Which one?
You said the question was if it was the gun right. You said about
guns. Okay,
gun.
The gun. Yes. Yes. That will be.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one. Okay. Let's see. Public safety, including gun violence. Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And what's the next one? You can give me three if you like.
Education.
Which one?
Education. It was education is one of them, right? Or job security. Was it job security?
Okay. Access to good jobs.
Yes, access to good jobs. And
what
other
else?
One was something about education, right?
Okay, yes, I do have some of my education. Let's see. Access to quality education. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. And what initiative would make you feel safe in your community? Another three, I'm going to read you the list. Okay, what initiative? You know, I'm going to read you a list and just give me three. Increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Community-led violence prevention initiative. Increased gun control statewide. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Increased police presence. alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, decrease police presence? Give me three. What do you think is the initiative?
The initiative of, what was it about?
That will make you feel safe. That will make you feel safe.
Based on letting community.
Okay.
And the other one is decrease gun violence.
Okay.
And what is the third one? I'm sorry.
Decrease gun violence. Let me see. Hold on. Tentative respondent. Increase gun control statewide, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Control, yeah.
Okay. And what's the other one?
People dying for no reason. What was the other one?
I have increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? I'm going to give you another list. So that's three. Law enforcement programs, juvenile justice programs, mental health support services, emergency response services. Mental health, okay. Emergency response services, support for victims of crime, community engagement and cooperation, rehabilitation, and the reintegration efforts, neighborhood watch initiatives, drug and substance abuse prevention, and gun control measures.
Yeah, drug rehabilitation too.
I have law enforcement program, juvenile justice program, emergency response services, which are juvenile.
That's fine.
Thank you. Here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the problems do you believe will work in your community? And I'm going to list you another three. You can select up to three. It doesn't have to be three. It can be one, but you can select up to three. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations.
Say it again. I'm sorry. What was it?
Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Culturally specific community healing practices, increased civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, diversifying police ranks, and you can just give me, up to three.
Diverse
in the police ranks, okay?
Yeah.
Anything else, or that's all you want?
No, I think that's that.
Okay, that's good. It doesn't have to be three, it says up to three.
Yeah, just...
Okay. Yeah, I know, I didn't realize until now, thank you.
Yeah.
And what aspects of the kindergarten to 12th grade education system do you believe are working well in your community? And again, I'm going to return this.
You're talking about just for my community, or I'm talking about across Minnesota?
No, this one says your community specifically, your community. So what aspects of the kindergarten to 12th grade education system do you believe are working well in your community? Again, it's a list, but you don't have to choose three. It says up to three.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you a list. Black-centered curriculum, school safety and security, special education programs, access to educational resources, access to technology, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, a robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and economic and emotional development, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, parental involvement and support, diversity of teachers, quality of teachers,
quality of teacher.
Thank you.
And give opportunity... special classes for kids that need, if they need help, or if they want to increase, if they want to grow.
Special education programs. Okay, thank you.
Yes, in talented classes too.
Which one?
talented classes, like those talented kids classes, they have funded for it. It's okay if you don't have it up here, but yeah.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for kindergarten to 12 students in our community. Do you agree or disagree?
That's what I don't know. I don't know how to do that because I don't have mentally disabled child or anybody. How I don't know about that, so I can't answer.
Okay. Well,
if they have more or they have less, I don't know in our community.
Okay. Well, actually, it says it's not just mental. It says that there are not enough mental and physical health resources.
Okay then we do need one then if they don't have it.
So do you agree with it? You agree with that then?
Maybe, yeah.
Because he said, do you agree or disagree with the following statement that there's not enough mental and physical health resources for kindergarten to 12th grade students?
That's what I'm saying, because I don't know nothing about it, what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, but I don't have any, all I have is agree and disagree.
So how can I say? What can I say? I say agree then?
Well, I mean, if you think that there's not enough mental and physical health resources for kids, I mean, they have to, you know?
What I'm saying is, I don't know if they have it or they don't have it up in Belize. Mm-hmm. That I don't know. What I'm saying is I can't make decisions. But then agree they can give more than if the kids need one.
Okay. So do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Someone agrees. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And which initiative or programs do you think would be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? And then again, it's going to be, you can select up to three. I'm going to reach another list. Work in counseling centers at school, access to culturally affirming curriculum, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers, mentorship programs, suicide intervention programs, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, access to quality after-school program. Okay. Now, what initiatives or programs do you think?
Access to quality program.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And here's the definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflict, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school?
What was the question?
Okay. Here's the definition. It's a restorative justice, meaning something that you're going to repair. And what that is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoings that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals in the community rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support?
Yes.
Or oppose? Okay. Yes. Strongly or somewhat?
I support it strongly.
Okay, thank you. School resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resources officers in Minnesota schools?
Yes, I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose allowing school resources officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as shock holds on students? You support or oppose?
No.
Oppose. Somewhat or strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I
put that. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you agree or disagree?
I swear I don't know. So, what I'm going to say, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think so, because I didn't see one, so I don't know. But in terms of discrimination, so we don't know. I don't know.
No, it doesn't have to be just your personal, but you have observed that you agree or disagree with the following statement, that black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
If
you never seen it, then that means you disagree with it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then I disagree, yeah.
Okay, somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay,
because I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, I understand. But I will have these two answers. I know. But if you're saying that you've never seen it, that means that you disagree with the statement because you don't know yourself. So, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Which other problem would most help you and your family feel economically secure? And now you can only select two. So I'm going to reach another list. Help starting or maintaining a business. Help acquiring valuable job skills. Debt reduction. Ability to build an investment portfolio. More opportunities for promotions and raises. Financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. Support building a strong professional network. Which one do you think will be... that will help,
support teacher literacy about economics. What was the other one?
The last
year.
Support building a strong professional network. Oh, okay. Thank you. Great. Which are the following? Oh, we're almost done now. Thank you so much for your patience.
That's a lot.
I know. Which are the following would be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? And
there's another one.
I'm going to read you a list. Select two.
I forgot even to put that one. The raise up, that thing is really, I forgot even saying that one. Really bad.
So what do you think will be the most helpful in combating the rising cost of living? Increased income-based housing programs. Increased rental assistance programs. How about increased statewide subsidized housing, subsidized public transportation? Would that help? That's good. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? You can select up to three. I'm going to make sure that safe and secure surroundings, the neighborhood is safe, affordable housing. Yes. Options, access to good school, neighbors who look like me, friendly and support.
Yes.
Okay, which one?
Three of them, both the first three ones.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay, which of the following initiatives do you believe would be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own home? You can select two. Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Teaching people about home ownership, making houses more. Okay. Thank you. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow. This is just a personal question.
I'm not married. I'm single.
You're not married? You're single? Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household, including yourself?
We four.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, or permanently disabled, homemaker, or staying-at-home parent, or student?
No, I'm a full-time worker.
Oh, thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
No, I was not born in the United States.
Okay. Was born, okay. And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Okay. For whom did
I was vote? Not born in America. No, I was not.
Okay. And your parents either, right?
No, nobody.
Okay.
Except my kids. My kids was born
okay.
there.
Okay. Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Thank you.
Do, yeah.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was the total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than $24,000? $24,999? $25,000?
Yeah, I made about $30,000.
How much?
$30,000.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience. You have a nice night.
Yeah.
Take care. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Take care.
Uh-huh.